You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Oberbrunner here. Welcome to episode 88. I've gotten lots of great feedback from that new intro. I think you guys love it. I know I do. It's epic. Why? Because that's what life is. Life is not something that we just approach carelessly and casually. I am just committed that most people drift through life. They coast through life. They wake up once in a while, maybe if somebody passes or if something crazy happens, and then they go back to the rut that they've been stuck in. And here's what happens when we do that, folks. We have something inside us called neuroplasticity. Maybe you've heard me talk about this before. It's in your brain. And up until recently, most neurologists, most neuroscience has shown that only kids have neuroplasticity. When they do they pop out of the womb and they're always forming new pathways in the brain. And that's why they wake up one day and they just learn how to take a step for the first day. That was a new neural pathway that was cut into their brain. And as young kids, we do understand that they are constantly learning and growing, and their brains are forming, and it's fantastic, and they are alive. But what happens with adults? Well, the old way of thinking was adults are just stuck into the rut. They're just who they always are. They always travel the same pathways in their brain. Not at all. We are finding now that we can actually create new places where neuroplasticity is adding in our brain. It's actually still being formed. New roads are still being cut. And as a result, you are still learning and growing. And being part of this podcast, the Igniting Souls podcast, that's the goal. The goal is that it creates within you a new pathway, a new place where maybe you've never thought about these things before. Maybe you've never considered these things. And as a result, you are learning, you are growing, and you are alive. You are not dead. And that's my passion. My passion is to be an igniter in you and to see inside you something birthed and born and created, and new books, new businesses, new thoughts, new relationships. New. I want growth. I want you to be growing and not dying. And so it is an honor to be with you today. We're talking about chapter 5 in Elixir Project. I'm going to start with a few quick announcements. If you have not signed up yet for Friday's free Igniting Souls Fellowship, if you've been around me, you know that the Igniting Souls Fellowship is where we gather once a month all over the world into one live stream. This week, I'm talking about how to go viral with your book, brand, or business. I am going to give you 3 ingredients that it takes to go viral. Yes, I've chatted about this before in a podcast, but never to this depth. In fact, I am going to be having a round table, first time ever, a round table within the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Guests from the crowd are going to come up, and I am going to teach them how to go viral with their book, their brand, their business. This is an experiment. It is fun. Already we have dozens and dozens and dozens signed up for the event. It's free. You can go to carrieoberbrunner.com. You can scroll down and click Igniting Souls Fellowship. Otherwise, go to the show notes or look me up on Facebook. I created an event as well. But get your name in there. Why? Because we send you the recording and we can just follow up with you and basically say, hey, here's the recording. Here's what you missed. And that way, if you can't listen to it live, you have it forever. Again, all absolutely free. What else? 3 weeks from today, I will be sitting in a room with a whole bunch of people. It's going to be the Igniting Souls Fellowship. I believe the team tells me we are down now to three tickets only until a complete sellout. We will sell out. This always happens. But super excited. Igniting Souls Conference. Once a year, we get together. This year, it's called Becoming Unhackable. It's all about how to experience unhackability in your work and life. Basically, to go from zero gap, to go from ideation to implementation. When you have a dream, how do you actually make this happen in real time? And so, thrilled, absolutely thrilled. We have Amy Schmidauer, we have Dexter Godfrey, we have David Branderhorst, we have Dean Folks, we have just a great group of people, as well as over 30 author presentations from our Author Academy Elite students. Many of you are going to be there, and just so excited. Doing your own live event is crazy work. It is. But crazy story. I was in a coffee shop Monday this week, and I'm sitting there prepping for the conference. I look up, and if you know who Lewis Howes is, he's a pretty big dude. But he was standing there in front of me, and I'm like, hey, Lewis. And we started chatting. And sure enough, he has his own live event in Columbus this weekend. And, you know, I've gone and I'm going today to check out some of that. But we shot a video, and the whole video was, why do your own live event? And why do your own live event in your own city? Because just like Lewis, we have people from Australia, Europe, you name it, coming in. And sometimes it's the people that are 20 minutes away or, you know, 15 minutes away that don't even show. And yet people are jumping on planes for 13 hours. Why is that? And so Lewis and I chatted about that. And it was a great chat because he has the same experience happening with him. You know, he has people coming in from all different continents and countries, and then people in his own hometown are coming. Why is that? Well, I think why it is, well, you're too close. You're too touchable. Here's what happens many times when people go to conferences in their own city. They just add the event to their schedule. So they already have other events planned in the morning, in the night, maybe at lunch, and then they try to squeeze your event in. If you do that, you're not going to receive in the same way. You're not going to show up filled up. You're going to basically be adding the conference to your already planned schedule. What makes a conference powerful, especially when you show up live, is that you are in a new room with new people and new settings, and you receive the information at a whole different level. This is where you are purposely thrown out of your comfort zone. Is it scary? Is it stretching? Yeah, sure it is. You're going to meet new people. You're going to sit in new seats. You're going to hear new information. You are going to be stretched in ways that you have never been stretched. And it is a process that is disarming. And that's the whole point. You receive content at a whole different level. You apply it at a whole different level. And it's because you go out of control on purpose and you allow yourself to receive in a whole new way. So I just applaud everybody who goes to any live event because you show up in a brand new way that says, I'm going to not just go through the motions. I'm not going to just sit around and do what I've always done. And I'm going to expose myself to brand new things. And I just celebrate you because I'm doing that today. I'm drinking my own medicine. I'm doing that today. At a live event, I could go sit all day and watch college football, you know, with a fire on and basically work on the finishing touches for the conference. I could, and part of me wants to, but part of me says I'm going to go be pushed. I'm going to go be stretched. I'm going to go network with people. And I did that Thursday night, and I walked in the room with 60 minutes only available. Why? Because I had to do an Author Academy Elite call, coaching call. I was so excited. We had authors from all over the world. So many of them are so close to publishing. It is fantastic. But But I went in the room and I had 60 minutes and I just prayed. You know, I kind of pray before I go to conferences. And I said, okay, God, I'm walking in this room. I got 60 minutes. Have me meet whoever I should meet. And it was amazing. First person I met that was, you know, beyond the chit chat was a dude. I'm holding his business card right here named Tom. Tom lives in Powell, Ohio, which is just down the road. I never would have met him. But we start talking, and sure enough, he's like, oh, I want to write a book. I need to write a book. That's my 2016 goal. And I basically added value to him for 20 minutes and just chatted with him and said, tell me what the book's about. Let's get you going. And it was brilliant. So again, not trying to pitch anybody, just show up and boom, ask curious questions. And I already find out he wants to write a book. So who knows? He might become one of our Author Academy Elite students. Then I basically turn and this lady named Shell, C-H-E-L, she knows one of my clients named Louise Elliott. Crazy, crazy story. So I say, hey, oh, what's your name? And she says, Shell. And I say, my name's Carrie. And this never happens. I'm just going to be honest, folks. This doesn't happen. I'm not crazy, crazy big where I, you know, I'm self-deceived and I go places and I think everyone knows me. But this lady goes, are you Carrie Oberbrunner? And I'm like, I guess. She says, I have read The Deeper Path. And I said, really? She said, yeah, I've read The Deeper Path. I live 30 minutes away. One of your Deeper Path coaches coached me through the process. And I say, are you serious? Who is that? Who's the Deeper Path coach? And she says, Louise Elliott. So Louise, big shout out to you. Louise has been a client of mine for years, and she's one of my Deeper Path certified coaches. And sure enough, she took Shell through the process, the Deeper Path coaching cohort. So now I'm like, this is nuts, okay? Out of anyone that I meet, here this lady's gone through the process and she starts explaining her business and what she does and how she's on fire. Thrills my heart. So I chat with her and I take a quick photo that I still have to send to Louise just to you know, show that cool connection. Then she says, you got to meet my friend Chris. So she walks me over to this guy named Chris who's got a movement called Scare Your Soul, not Igniting Soul, Scare Your Soul. And it's all about how you basically need to be stretched and scare yourself into a challenge that you've always wanted to do, but you've always been scared to do. And I start talking to Chris, and this dude is on fire, and we start chatting, and he shares with me, you know, I'm not going to go into detail, but he shares confidentially a way that I could help him. And we chat a little bit and it was fantastic. And then I look at my watch and I say, oh my gosh, I got an author call in 33 minutes and it takes 30 minutes to get home. So I hop in the car and make it home 3 minutes to spare before our Author Academy Elite call. Here's the point. I'm sharing all this. This was totally unplanned. But why am I sharing this? Because I was in a coffee shop on Monday doing my own thing. I look up, there's Lewis. Lewis and I chat. We shoot a video. We talk about conferences. I find myself in the room at his conference Thursday and today. This is what you need to be ready for. Even though I have a plan, even though I have an opus, even though my life is mapped out, I truly tell God every day, God, this day is your day. Lead me to who I should go to. Have me arrive where I need to be. And yes, I purposely, intentionally have an opus and nothing breaks into that opus because I know that if I just go through life coasting or casual, I will just live an accidental life. I don't want to do that. I want to live an intentional life, but I'm also available for the moment. I'm also available when God says, I want you to mix it up. I want you to shake it up. And I'm going to go into the Elixir Project chapter 5 in a moment, but this is the little talk, I guess, that I was supposed to give. Had no plan. I'm just looking at a business card on my desk, and it reminded me of this whole Thursday night thing. But maybe I'm that voice for you today. Maybe I'm the voice where you already have a plan October 22nd and 23rd. You already have some destination you need to be at. But you've heard this today and you say, I need to be in the room where Igniting Souls Conference is happening. Folks, we don't record this on purpose. We don't save the audio and video. Why? Because we don't want to. We know that it is unique, it is a production, it is a moment, it is a place and time, and we are not going to disrupt the whole event so we can record it and send it to somebody as a MP3 or MPEG-4 file and say, here, you missed it. No, if you miss it, you miss it. If you're not in the room, you are not in the room and you've absolutely missed it. Now, you're going to see hashtag IgnitingSouls16 all over social media in 2 weeks, actually 3 weeks. You're going to see that, and trust me, if you go to hashtag IgnitingSouls16 in 3 weeks, you are going to have regret. You are going to say, why did I not go? Why was I not there? Why did I miss out? I don't want you to experience that. I want you to be one of the three remaining tickets. Go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Just like me, mix up your plans, experience some crazy levels of neuroplasticity, feel alive. Why not? You got one life to live, and this might be the thing that you are supposed to do in 2016. All right, enough of that. So thrilled that you're here with me. Some big wins this week for the Elixir Project VIP launch experience members. These dudes are crazy. These guys are awesome. We put out a challenge, and if you're in this group, thanks to you. If you're not in this group, you are missing out. Seriously, what are you doing? For the last 3 months, I have been daily teaching and training people in the free private Facebook group. Monday is Mission Monday. Tuesday is Tool Tuesday. Wednesday is Word Wednesday. Thursday is Thankful Thursday. Friday is Facebook Friday. Saturday is Strategic Saturday. Sunday is Sneak Peek Sunday. Every day since July 11th, actually, I have been in that group pouring my heart out, my brain out, my value into you. You who has a book, business, brand that is going to launch, that is launching, that will launch. If you're not in that group, you are missing out. Don't worry. Everything is there. Everything's been saved, but you need to come. So this week, we're at 485 members, and we're rocking, we're rolling, but I knew we could grow. Look, I want this group to be 10,000. I'm not going to lie. I want this group to be 10,000. Why? Because I love to serve, and my mission, my moonshot in 2020 is to ignite 1 million souls. I need 10,000 people in this group. Why? Because 10,000 people on fire ignites 1 million others. Trust me, I've done the math. If you get 10,000 people that are in it to win it, that are the most powerful weapon on earth, the human soul on fire, that the glory of God is the human soul fully alive, St. Irenaeus quote, then watch out 1 million, because 10,000 people on fire are going to ignite 1 million souls. And if you're catching me, I hope you're catching me, because this is not make-believe. This is not just hype. This is not hyperbole. This is me laser focused saying this is a passion. So anyway, on Friday, I put out a challenge and I said, hey, we're in chapter 5 of Elixir Project. What the heck? Why don't we try to get 555 people in this group? Why don't we try to do that by whenever? And everyone took it serious. They actually went out and added people to the group. People who would benefit from this. People who know that they need to be a soul on fire, that have a book, brand, or business inside them. The VIP group went nuts. And literally, less than 24 hours later, we had been 559. And so what happens when we cross the 500 level in the Elixir Project experience, I give a sneak peek reward. So not only did we give the sneak peek chapter early, but I also pull back the vault and I reach in and I give something that a business hires me $5,000 a day to teach and train their business. So when I'm hired by a business to do a consulting gig with them, I'm basically teaching them high-level marketing, high-level strategy, high-level branding, and that's a $5,000 a day gig. And so when I kind of save that stuff, all right, kind of save that stuff for the higher level clients. Why? Because you can't just give that away to everybody. There's plenty I give away, but not everything. So I told the VIP launch experience, look, every time we get to 500, I will reach into the secret vault and do something special for you. And so absolutely, now they've earned it, you've earned it, and I'm going to be doing that secret vault soon. So now I've got to reach in and say, which one is it going to be? But I'm thrilled, folks. I am so excited. And look, we got 7 minutes left in this podcast, so I'm just going to pour value into you. If you've missed some of the earlier episodes, I purposely do coaching on this podcast. I purposely share what's working, what's not working. But I also, with the Elixir Project releasing on December 6th, and by the way, Phil Johnson, I'm going to say you by name. Phil Johnson reached out to me and said, Carrie, I don't know what you're planning for your December 6th worldwide live stream for your launch party, but I want to get involved. And I'm in Orlando, and I am going to make this happen. So Phil put a challenge out to the VIP people. Thank you, Phil. I mean, I love it when people think even more creatively than me. I mean, that's pretty tough because my brain's a little bit crazy. But Phil Johnson said, I am going to have a live stream party, and I'm going to invite people, and I might even try to get this into a bookstore, and we are going to do a live stream broadcast of your launch party in Orlando, Florida. And he gave the challenge to our VIP people. I'm going to look. I'm going to see if this technology is even possible. But I'm going to create a map. And you guys, if you want, I'm talking to you. If you want to join us and have your own Elixir, I don't even know. I'm going to come up with a name. But let's just call it an Elixir party. I don't know, for the sake of time right now. And if you want to gather people for your Elixir party, we are going to do crazy stuff. We are probably going to order pizza for these Elixir parties, different ones. It is going to be just a crazy live stream all over the world. Why? Because why not? Why not? Why do something halfway? Why do something with no risk? Why not do something where you say, hey, we're going live stream. Anybody who's in the world who wants to gather people around a laptop and broadcast and cut in and have a party with us, we're going to do it. So I'm going to see if we can get an Elixir party on every continent. I'm going to see if we can get an Elixir party on, dare I say, every country? I don't even know, folks. This is what you want. If you want something to go viral, you have to give up the sake of control. I am not controlling this anymore. Phil came out with a challenge. Other people are going to weigh in. Why not? Can it fail? Absolutely. My whole life can fail every single day. I'd rather live life like that than safe in the Shire. In fact, I'm going to give a little quote from my buddy Chet Scott. Chet Scott says, you cannot take the ring and stay in the Shire. If you don't know what that means, it's a Lord of the Ring quote. You cannot sit safe and secure in your own home, in your own comfort zone, and expect to be on fire, expect to be epic, expect for a great adventure. So in the last 3 minutes, why? Because I'm going to go work out with Chet and my buddies. That's important to me. Health is important to me. I'm going to go in 3 minutes to go do that. We got a flag football game. We got a day packed full of adventure. So my day today starts out with podcast for you, workout with Chet, go lead my son's flag football team. He is so pumped. I am so pumped. Hang out with the family. Nice little fire. We'll probably watch a little football game. Then I'm going to go hang out at Lewis's event and connect. And that's my Saturday, okay? My Sunday is always connect with my creator, my core, and my community. So we'll go worship together as a family. Look, folks, create the life you want. Seriously, create the life you want. Who cares about Trump? Who cares about Clinton? Who cares about all this stuff that you can't even control? Which, do I care about that stuff? Sure. At night, I go to bed and pray about our country. I pray about these things. But at the end of the day, me on Facebook ranting and raving for oodles of time and being all hyped up and anxious and nutso isn't serving my mission, my moonshot. So you can only control what you can control. You can lie in bed, blame excuses and denial, or you can put your oar in the water, ownership, accountability, and responsibility, and move forward. Here we are, chapter five. Chapter 5, Sienna and her friends are ushered into the control room. by McNulty. You meet this crazy new character, which everybody loves. He's this dude who's vertically challenged. I'm trying to be PC, politically correct. If you're a shorter person, nothing against you, but this guy, I had to describe him. This guy is just intense. This guy who you meet, his name is Kieran. Kieran, fantastic dude. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's actually not a fantastic dude. He's actually a pretty sketchy dude. But the character development of this guy, everybody is loving him because there's some crazy things that he does, some quirks about it. But they basically force Sienna and her three friends into a choice. And they have this choice. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But they have to do something in the control room. And if they don't do it, they don't know what the price will be. And so they're left with, do we do what these scary dudes on Elixir Project are telling us to do, which they're supposed to be the people who are eradicating Swarm. Are they? Of course, Sienna's uncle Kai works for Elixir, the global entity devoted to Swarm eradication, and Swarm, of course, is the group of hacktivists. It is a crazy chapter. You end where people already on social media who just read it last night, even I just uploaded it last night, they're saying cliffhanger, crazy. I can't wait 9 days. So big shout out. I just want to honor the people who have already weighed in, and then we'll call it a episode. But the people who've already weighed in, big shout out to you. I'm going to read you by name. John Hewlin, Tanisha Williams, Mel White, Donna Cohen, Michelle Stanford, Deborah Hemstreet, Janice Pitchford, and Joan Turley. I uploaded this thing just a few hours before bed, and these people have already dove in, read it, commented. It is a cliffhanger. It is scary, scary stuff. And when you read Elixir Project, by the way, all this stuff is free. I'm giving this all to you. These are all free. Go to elixirprojectbook.com, elixirprojectbook.com/free. You can catch up. Doesn't matter if you've not even read one line yet. You can grab it now. Folks, so excited. We are going to do some nutso stuff in the next 90 days. Let's be part of something viral together. So join a group of awesome people on fire. You guys fill my tank. You fuel me up. I hope you can catch this. I hope you can feel this. How excited I am to just be creating something that is basically having people gather around it. Don't forget the early part of the episode. Do something today that stretches you, that creates new neuroplasticity inside you. Be a soul on fire. This is Kerry Overbrunner, chapter 88. Conspiracy in the control room, and let's go make it happen today. I care about you. I believe in you. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week.